We are learning a new Masechta, Masechta's Kedushin, the Beis of Aleph, and we're starting from the beginning of the Masechta. We spoke out yesterday that our Masechta is Masechta's Kedushin, which is talking about the way a person makes Erisin, but it's not complete, the marriage, until Nesuin, but this Kinyonim that we're handling in our Mishnah is the Kinyon of Erisin, which is the Kedushin, and that makes really the Isha into Eishish for most Dinim, until she reaches Nesuin, and then she's completely married. You can be kind of Isha with three ways. In three ways, kind of atzmai, and she's kind of herself back from the husband. B'shtei drachim in two ways. Rashi says Isha niknes lebayla. That's what it means to her husband. The kindness atzma liyos bereshusol inois lacher. What it means is Rashi is saying you don't own the Isha like a shifcha. It's not a kinyan aguf. Isha niknes lebayla means that she is niknes as a wife. And kindness atzma means now she has a right to marry anyone when she wants. She gets herself back, which means the husband never really owned her, just the husband owned her that she couldn't marry anyone else. Kindness atzma means that she can marry now anyone else. So what are the three ways that a person is kaina isha? Niknes bekesef, bishtar, ubiya. Zog Rashi, how do you do kesef, how do you do shtar, how do you do biya? Kesef, you give her some kesef or shava kesef. You give her money or something worth money, and you say harei at mekadesh li. A shtar, you take a piece of paper and you write on it harei at mekadesh li. Even though the paper is not worth any money, you give it to her. That's shtar, and it's masum ras. You don't have to say harei at mekadesh li when you give her a shtar. And then bia is ba'aleha ba'amas gachli ve'biazu. You say you want this bia to be a kedushin. So those are the three ways of making kedushin: bekesef, b'shtar, or bia. Bekesef. How much kesef? B'shami, I remember dinner. It has to be a dinner or shava dinner, either a dinner or a value of a dinner. Dinner is kesef, is a silver coin. B'silo, I remember pruta, which is nechayish, which is copper. B'shava pruta, or the value of a pruta. V'kamu pruta, what's the value of a pruta? Echad mishmoina b'isser talki, 1/8 of a isser talki, which is a silver coin, type of silver coin. So 1/8 of a isser talki, that is the value of a pruta. Tosus points out, why don't we ask Kamahu dinner? So Tosus Vimasmal Kami Pruta says, Tosus in the middle of the Amid, Hodlai Mefarish Kamahu dinner. So dinner, how yoidim Kamahu, you didn't know how much it was. Shahu Echad Mechaf, hey, dinner shows up, Kamim Varesh shows up. Aval Pruta, Ikaplok to Vikamara. That's why he explains it. And something goes up, something goes down. Va'oid, another reason, in Divir Beisilal, the Kamahu come and say, but the Fushu Tway, since we passed the Beisilal, so therefore we have to explain it more. It sounds like even Bizman HaMishnah, we knew who we passed from, like, the coin is asked by a get from Mrs. Abal. How's she coin herself back? Either with a get, she gets a get from her husband, or if the husband dies, with Mrs. Abal, Hayavama niknas babia, or Yavama, Hayy coin a Yavama. Yavam means that there was Reuven and his brother Shimon, and Reuven had a wife, and Reuven died without children. So his wife forced to Yibum to Shimon. Shimon has to do Yibum, has to marry Reuven's wife in order to keep Reuven's shame, his name alive. Therefore, Shimon marries Reuven's wife. How is Shimon koina Reuven's wife? Bebia. Midaraisa, the only way to be koina Yavama is only with Bia, because the pasuk says, Yavama Yava Yaleha. And the kindness asked of a chalitza from Mrs. Yavam. And the only way she has a right to marry anyone she wants, she's either chalitza from Shimon, or if Shimon dies, Rashi points out that midrabanon, shtar and kesef do something, and it's called maimer. That means if the Shimon, the Yavam, gives either kesef or shtar to the Yavama, it's enough that it makes a connection. Now it's poisel on the other brothers. But it's not a complete marriage. Rashi says, "Lias yarsha matamala lele poitim rechalitza ela poisla sharachiv." She still needs. First of all, this alone does not complete the marriage. You still need bia. And number two is if she has a get now, it won't help either. You still need chalitza. It won't help you for chalitza. It won't help you instead of chalitza. Once they get married, you don't need chalitza anymore. Then they're married. They become the mitzvah yibum. Then get will be kind of asasma of a get, but. The 40 Yibum, the only way she created herself is Chalitza Mrs. Yavam, and even if you do Maimer or Shtar, it will not work. Now, actually, there are Banan, in the Mesechta Yavamah, there are Banan in the Takana, that even the Yavamah should always do Shtar or Kesef before Bia, to make it look like a regular marriage more. But Avada, that's only Midrabban de Gedin. Now Rashi's got an interesting Rashi, because Rashi says that when you give Shtar Kesef, Ava Eina Goyim Bali is Yarsha Mutamalo. That means if a Yavam gives a Yavama Kesef, he didn't get her to be Yarisher. L'chayra, even by a regular wife, if you give a regular Isha, nothing to Yavama, if you give her Kesef, can you be Yarisher now? Give her Kesekushin. We said yesterday, one of the Napkin Minas between a Nesua and a Arusa is Yerusha. It's one of the only Nafkaminas. So why Rashi picked that example? Lias Yarsha Matamala. So Rashash asked that Kasha. Rashash asked this question. And Rashash says, after Gam Isha the Alma, Niknis Matar Bekes Vishtar, Gamkin and Goyim Brolo Dvarma Halalu. Both these things, they're not kind of either. We have Yerusha. Makama could be a Vama. Ilu have a Kayonim Matar Goyim Bog. He said like this. By Yavama, since we see B alone does everything and Nesuin together, does everything Nesuin together, so if Kesef would work, so then it would be Liyarsha. That's what we're saying, it's not Liyarsha because it's not like B.
There's no two stages of Yavama.
Right, no two stages, yeah. So that's why it says, that's why it picks this thing. So that's our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the Lashon of our Mishnah, Isha Niknes B'Sholish Drachim, and contrast it to the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak, which is Ish Mekadesh Boy Vishluchai, and other, there's a few different afkaminas, this mission, that mission. First of all, Ha'isha, and also Shalosh, which is a Lashon of Kev, and also Niknes. Also Lashon Niknes, also not Mekadesh, Lashon Kinyan. So let's see the Gemara. Ha'isha Niknes. Ma'isha Ha'cha Ton Ha'isha Niknes. Why here does it say a Lashon Ha'isha Niknes? Well, Ma'isha Ha'asam, in the mission, in the beginning of the second parak, Ha'asam, Ton Ha'isha Mekadesh, Lashon Kedushin. Here's Lashon Kinyan, and there's Lashon Kedushin. So why do you use a Lashon Kinyan instead of Lashon Kedushin? The more possible question is, why do you make an Afghan team? Why does this be consistent? That's Pasha's question. You can add on an extra Kinyan, and you can say that if it would have said Mekadesh, you wouldn't have a Havamina, that it means a Shifcha. Here now, Rashi has to speak out. Isha Niklas Labaila. It's not to work. Labaila. So if you would have said the word Mekadesh, you wouldn't have had any problems. So it would have been a Maila to say the Lashon Kedushin. Isha Niknes, my Sahakatan Isha Niknes, my Sahakatan Nish Mekadesh. My answer is going to be Baila Misti Kesef. Because our Mishnah wanted to say one of the Kriyonim is Kesef, the Kesef in Ali. Like Rash points out, this is not the Makar. We can get into the Makar of Kesef later on. The Mishnah just throws it in here because one wants to bring out a point. The Mishnah says Kesef, the Kesef in Ali. Goma Kicha Kicha Mistay Afrin. You learn out Kesef. How do you know Kesef is kind of by Kedushin, because you learn how kicha kicha v'stei efren. K'siv ha'cha kicha kishisha. It says by kedushin kiyika kishisha. V'k'siv ha'sam by stei efren, which is when Avram Avinu bought the Maris Machpela from Ephraim. It says nasati ha'kesef hasada kachin meni, and it says also kicha there. And there it's kesef. So we learn out just like kesef is kind of hasada, kesef also is kind of isha. V'kicha, ikukinyin, chsev asoda shikana Avram. It says kinyin by kesef. So since our Mishnah is saying kesef, and kesef we find in the Torah, it's called kinyin, therefore we say a lashon of niknes and not lashon mekadesh. Inami, another makar, that kinyin kesef is called kinyin. Inami, sodo is by kesef, yiknu. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, sodo is by kesef, yiknu. We see lashon kinyin with the lashon kesef. And therefore, in our Mishnah, where it's talking about Kinyan Kesef, we say a Lashon Kinyan. Therefore, Tani Yisha Niknes, therefore, our Mishnah uses Lashon Yisha Niknes. Okay, so now you're saying, Als Niknes, that's why we, Als Kesef, we say Niknes. Okay, but this is the Hashem Mishnah Kainas, so let's be consistent and say Yish Kainan in the next Mishnah, also, in the next parak. So, the Gemara Mekara Tani Lashon Deraisa. By the beginning, we're saying Lashon Deraisa, that it means in the Torah's language, the Kinyan Kesef is called Kinyan. But the next parak, Tani Lishon Derabanan, use the Lashon of the Rabbanan. My Lishon Derabanan, the Osla Kulei Ama Kedekdes. The Rabbanan will masak in the Lashon Kedushin in order to remember and to know that you are Mekadesh Lahekdes, which means that she is Mekudesh, she is separated, she is Meyuchid to the husband and only the husband. And that's Lashon of Kedushin. And we want to use that Lashon also to bring out this point that she's Meyuchid to him and she can't marry anyone else. Therefore, next Mishnah says the Lashon Kedusha. But this, yeah, so that's the Gemara says. Frank Gemara, Nisli Hacha Ish Kaina. Let it say over here in our Mishnah. Okay, we established now why it says Kinyan here because of Kesef, Kedushin there to teach us the din, the lashon de rabbanim. But now the question is, question number two is, why does it say ha'isha? Say ish kaina ha'isha b'shalish rachim. The ish is kaina the isha with three ways. V'nisli ha'cha ish kaina, and for the gemara, for the gemara, mista seifa v'kaina es atzma, b'dida. The end of it says that she's kaina herself, beget v'misabal, that's what we want to say by her, on the isha side. Therefore we say, the reisha also v'isha. Tainami reisha b'dida, therefore the reisha says v'isha. So what's it really say? Ish is kaina, and the makna, and he gives him back, gives her back to herself. What did he get? Shneika misabal, because one of them is misabal. The lav iu kamakni, she is not the one. He's not the one who is makna herself back. Min shemayu the makilah, that comes from shemayim. He died. He didn't do that to himself. Vibayseima not a teretz. Why doesn't it say kaina? The first time why it didn't say kaina is aga v'kainas atzma. And it couldn't say makna because of misa sabal, which is not up to him. Second time why it couldn't say ish kaina, because the ish kaina would be mashma that it could do about karcha. The boy is saying, itana kaina avina fill about karcha. Even that he can marry her forcefully. Tana isha niknes medaita in shloim medaita loy. Davka medaita. You only could be kind of isha medaita, but not shloy medaita. The Rajba is bothered that what would be the havamina that a ish could be kind of isha about karcha, like you go over to isha and force her to get married to you. How would that be possible? So the Rajba says that referring to a different case. The Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra talks about a shiloh of Teluya Vezavin. You go over the guy and you force him to take your money to sell you something. So halach is that it's a good sale, because he gave him money l'maisa and he was masking. So even though you forced him l'maisa, it works. So by Isha there, the Gemara is a shayla, is a kedushin or not kedushin. The Gemara comes out there, really with the Raisa is a good kedushin, but with the Rabbanon, they mafkir the kedushin. And that is the chiddush of our Mishnah. That medaitin shlo medaitin loy means even if you give her money and she says okay, but you force her to say okay, it does not work. It has to be dafka medaita, and that might be a deron digadin. That's the chiddush of the din, that the isha, it says isha niknis, not a ish koina, to teach us that it can't be bakarcha.